The Friends of Chamber Music in Troy, New York will be presenting the Juilliard String Quartet this Sunday, April 2nd at 3 p.m. at the Emma Willard School. The quartet will be performing Mendelssohn, Davidovsky, and Beethoven on the program. To tell us more, we welcome Joseph Lynn to the roundtable. He is first violinist of the Juilliard String Quartet and has been since 2011. He is also on the violin and chamber music faculty of the Juilliard School. I spoke with him earlier this week about how these three pieces came together for the concert in Troy.
It's not entirely up to us to determine that, and that may be a good thing because we don't always know everything there is to know about a particular place at a particular time. We basically come up with these programs well in advance of each season and present some options to the local presenter, in this case, the Friends of Chamber Music in Troy. And the local presenter will come back with us with their preference or preferences, and we do our best to accommodate the preference of the local presenter. And I believe we have, in fact, agreed to do what was requested in the case of the Friends of Chamber Music in Troy.
When you look at this particular program, how, I guess, a little more of an idea of how you structure it, of taking these three pieces and putting them together and knowing how they will be played on the program and how they work with one another?
That's a good question. The connection between the outer two works on the program, the Mendelssohn and the Beethoven, is a fairly explicit one, and one that between these two composers spans several of their works. Now, Beethoven being somewhat earlier, just barely somewhat earlier than Mendelssohn, would not have been composing with Mendelssohn in mind, the younger Mendelssohn, but Mendelssohn, so the connections are very much going from Mendelssohn referring back to Beethoven, who I believe had just passed away the year or so before Mendelssohn composed the quartet that we are performing, the Opus 13. And so Beethoven's music was very much in Mendelssohn's mind, and he soaked in, he absorbed as much as he could of this great master who had just left the world, but left the world with so much to ponder and to try to digest. And Mendelssohn, as evidenced by many of his pieces, really felt indebted to Beethoven in so many ways, in the crafting of a string quartet, in melodic material, in motivic material, in the structuring of a work across four movements. All of these things, Mendelssohn looked at Beethoven and found different techniques, different materials that he himself, Mendelssohn, wanted to try out. And they came out in what was unmistakably Mendelssohn's own voice, but nonetheless, the connections are clear. We have, perhaps in this particular Mendelssohn and the Beethoven that we play at the end of the program, we have connections in the third movement of both pieces. There's a subject material that's quite similar, and although the characterization of them or the structuring of those two movements is somewhat different, again showing Mendelssohn's distinct voice, but there's no doubt that he was somehow turned on by Beethoven's music and felt compelled to somehow infuse it into his own music. There are references to several of Beethoven's other works, especially his late quartets, in the Mendelssohn Opus 13. So the connection between Mendelssohn and Beethoven is an obvious one, and it's it's one that, you know, we're happy for audiences to listen to and to think about how music is never a static thing, but it's something that where there's conversations happening between composers, even if they're not conversations that happened in real life, but they're musical, artistic, spiritual conversations, and conversations between us as performers centuries or two later in trying to grapple with the music of these master composers. Fortunately, we don't have to be left imagining hypothetical conversations with all the composers of the music we play. And what I'm referring to is the second work, that of Mario Davidovsky, who is a living, very much vibrant personality, who we commissioned with the help of the Juilliard School and the Arizona Friends of Chamber Music to write this piece for us. It's a piece that was premiered last December, received its New York City premiere in February, and we're delighted to be bringing it up to Troy this weekend. And Mario has been such an inspiration. We were in close contact with him during his process of composing the work, and there were parts of the work that he ran by us while it was still, while the music was still in some of its formative stages. And certainly after we got the work in its, basically in its final form, we were still very much in touch with Mario in asking him our questions and inviting him into our rehearsals, bringing him to our performances of it. And most recently, we did go in to record it, and he was part of that recording session as well.
As I mentioned in the introduction, you have been the first violinist for the Juilliard String Quartet since 2011. Give us an idea of the mission of the quartet, in the sense of when you pay these visits and you go on tour, of what you as an organization are trying to accomplish.
I think first and foremost, we have an artistic mission, one that's so deeply embedded in our day-to-day work that we don't necessarily think about it too explicitly every day. Although, you know, when asked a question such as you asked, we do have opportunities to try to articulate it. And that artistic mission is to bring the music to life the very best we can, regardless of whether it's a great established masterpiece, such as Mendelssohn's and Beethoven's, or a completely new work, such as the piece by Mario Davidovsky. Bring it to life with complete commitment, complete dedication to getting to know the piece, getting to know the voice of the composer behind it, getting to know each other, the four of us in the group, and our sense and senses of the music, and trying to synthesize these four voices in the quartet plus the composer's conception into something that's not necessarily, and in fact shouldn't be, set in stone, but something that is as compelling as possible with each performance, and to try to say something meaningful to our audiences.
The Juilliard String Quartet will be performing this Sunday, April 2nd at 3 o'clock, presented by the Friends of Chamber Music at Emma Willard School. Joseph Lynn, I want to thank you very much for joining us this morning for a preview, and we look forward to having you in town on Sunday afternoon.
Thank you very much, Joe.
A great pleasure. Thank you very much. Again, the Juilliard String Quartet performing Sunday, April 2nd at 3 o'clock at the Emma Willard School, presented by Friends of Chamber Music. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.